Welcome to 5 Minutes with Andy. Once a month, Virtual Inc.'s CEO, Andy Fried, will be offering you tips, tricks, and insights into leadership, management, and business skills. This episode is all about culture and how important it is. Andy even gives listeners an insight as to what the culture is like here at Virtual Inc. To tell you more about our culture, here's Andy.
Yeah, we're talking today about culture. And culture, to me, is just one of the most important things about a company. I spend more of my waking hours with people around the company than I do with my family. And I want to do that in an environment and culture that I find exciting and I find nurturing and I find productive and, you know, and find positive. So having a culture that's positive, it's really important. The culture emanates from the leadership team, and culture emanates from the CEO and the folks in charge. Our founder is somebody who really did a nice job of having a casual, family-based culture in the organization. We've always valued work-life balance. We've always valued a level of, you know, giving people the opportunity to do their best work and have some fun. Laughter has always been a big part of our culture. All that's really been important. A real turning point on this, if I had to think about, you know, some tips to create culture in the workplace, a real turning point was when we took the time to sit down and articulate what it was that mattered about our culture. And we really sat down in a few planning sessions, articulated our values. And by coming up with, here's what we value as an organization, you know, that really protected our culture for a long time to come, made it very easy to say to folks, here's what we are and here's what we aren't. And, you know, did things like codifying things like, hey, part of our culture and part of our, one of our values is have fun. So let's make sure we're doing that every day. Yeah, we want to make sure our culture is one where it's also not just work for its own sake, but what we are achieving things and driving things and making them successful, but along the same way, having some fun as we're doing it. You know, I like that our culture is one that empowers folks and that we really mean it, that we really want to see folks who can develop and come a long way. I love that our chief operating officer, it came to the company as a part-time membership admin. I love looking around and see people who came to us right out of college who are still with us and growing and doing all new things. You know, I love seeing our interns turn into employees and turn into turn into leaders in the company. That our culture enables that to happen, that's pretty darned exciting for me as a leader. How does Virtual Manager include everyone in the culture? I think it is something that is really important to us is, one, getting to know folks and creating opportunities to do it. So there's a couple of things that we do. Like I love the birthday lunches that we do. Every month I do something in Wakefield and every quarter in other offices where I'm just bringing together the people that have a birthday in that month. And we just had one today. It was 10 people who would otherwise never have lunch together except for the fact that they were all born in December, and gave me a chance to catch up with folks, learn about them, talk about the company and where we're going. And just get to know folks in a different way. We do other things over the year. We try to get everybody together face-to-face once a year. I think that's really important that folks have that opportunity to build relationships. Do things like also have people a chance to bring their families into the office. I love, Halloween when we have a trick-or-treat day. And, you know, for office trick-or-treat, it's a great chance to see some kids. And we have a kids' party. And I go into my office for a few minutes and do a few things. And I'm always told that's the same time that Santa comes. So I've never gotten to meet him. It's really disappointing. I'm hoping someday I'll get to. Where do I see our culture going in the future? It's going to keep changing. And it's going to keep growing and evolving. I think that every organization's culture shifts over time. We're going to keep growing, but we're going to keep doing it in a way that honors the values that we've had and honors who we've always been. But of course, how that manifests itself might be different. You know, will there be a time that having a face-to-face meeting of all of us doesn't make sense anymore because there's hundreds and hundreds of us? Sure, that's possible. But you know, we'll make sure we develop and figure out ways that we can go it. I'll also say, I think that Silicon Valley and the influence of the tech community has certainly influenced corporate cultures nationwide. I'm seeing, you know, for example, there was a time not that long ago, I still have a closet full of suits and ties that I used to have to wear to work every day. And that was the case everywhere. Cultures across the world have gotten more casual. They've also gotten more flexible, taking advantage of technology that didn't exist. Again, I go back to when I started in this job. I was coming away from a place where I used to wear a suit every day. I was also, you know, when I started this job 20 years ago, it was unusual for people to check their email at home. You didn't have the technology to do it. You know, now I'm going to check my email 5 times on the way to the gym. And on that note, I should probably run and get to the gym. Thanks for chatting, everybody.
And that will do it for this 5 Minutes with Andy. To give feedback on this episode, Sinead Carthy can be reached by email at scarthy@virtuallink.com with the subject line 5 Minutes with Andy. To learn more about Virtual Link, visit our website, virtuallink.com. You've been listening to 5 Minutes with Andy. Thanks for joining us. The music for this podcast was provided by Kevin McLeod.